When I go to work or when I'm around a store, sometimes I hear some secular songs, and some of them deal with hopelessness, like people are lost a relationship or some situation in life that the singer talks about hopelessness. But one thing that Christians should never deal with in their heart is hopelessness. We deal with many different emotions, but hopelessness should never be a part of a Christian's life. Let me read something from Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And then the next chapter. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. You know, we have hope no matter what happens, even if you lose a job, even if your granddaughter needs a new heart and might die, we have hope. Even if, like my dad, is having heart surgery, not a real serious one, but even though he's not saved, we still have hope. Let us pray. Father, guide us in worship today. It is only by your Spirit that we can read and understand your word, that we can sing true praises to you, that we can confess our sins in truth and in repentance. Lord, guide us in your Spirit in this service. Guide us together as one body, not just as individuals praising you, but as two or three gathered in your name. And change us, Lord. Teach us. Renew our hearts and minds. Amen.